Across Ogoland, festivals like this are usually held to celebrate Zangbeto. The Zangbeto, which appears in public like a masquerade, is the traditional guardian of the night, which serves as the local police. Washim Godunu says Zangbeto's spiritual powers makes it far superior than the conventional police.
Zangbeto secures his territory. So at the same time, Zangbeto is now serving now as a local and traditional security. He's bigger than police. Zangbeto doesn't oppress like police. And Zangbeto doesn't do that, but Zangbeto work according to their rules and they respect it. In a sense that Zangbeto can't take bribe. Zangbeto, you can't bribe Zangbeto. A rule is a rule.
Another Ogu, Sehude Adeyinka Amosu, says unlike Zangbeto, the conventional police first introduced by the colonial powers hardly served the interests of the people.
The beginning, the historical beginning of the Nigerian police force, being an instrument of oppression in the hand of the colonial master, was enough for the people not to believe in it. And it creates the problems in today. But with Zangbeto, it's a natural thing for them. And again, this is something of their own culture, which they interfere with. It becomes more relevant than the police. They would rather take their case to the Zangbetos than to take it to the next police post.
Beyond maintaining security, Zangbeto also serves as a local court where offenders are tried the traditional way. Some of the sanctions are different from those imposed by the conventional courts. This includes banishing offenders. Wada Simon says there is also the naming and shaming method, under which an offender is paraded around the community with a town crier announcing the crime committed.
In our community now, when somebody do bad thing, like we go and sleep with another man, their wives, so we just call your names and started singing with this Zangbeto, mention your name, that people will hear that you have done this, they will just embarrassing you that you have done this, and all the community will know that this person have done this. So you have to keep to the rules so that you won't be shamed. So Zangbeto won't start calling your names, that people will be seeing you as a bad person in the community.
A group of Ogu people drum for Zangbeto in celebration of his spiritual powers. Amosu says the Ogus generally prefer their traditional justice system because the sanctions imposed by Zangbeto are more effective than those imposed by the conventional courts.
The sanctions of Zangbeto are revered, are fair. Nobody wants to attract it. And that ensures harmonious relationship. That ensures social cohesion. That ensures social justice.
In most parts of Africa, the colonial powers replaced traditional institutions like the Zangbeto, with conventional institutions failing to properly address such crimes as corruption. Some people say some elements of the traditional justice system should be brought back to effectively fight crimes. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Lagos.